Oh, fuck. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, you too there, Ginge. It's been a little bit long.
It's been a while.
I think I just got tired of running into you at Paddy Wagon, and you'd be like, hey, remember when we had a podcast?
I love how it happened once.
No, it happened. Like, I ran into you like two or three times, and it was like, hey, remember we had a podcast?
Oh, yeah. That was my go-to every time I saw you. Remember that time we had a podcast?
And then I would tell him, and he'd be like, yeah, let's get it started, but I got this homeowner's project to do because you bought a house.
You know, that's the thing. You buy a home, you get busy.
And he hasn't invited anybody over to. And I came to this conclusion while driving. It's like, why hasn't Drew invited me over to his house? We've been best buddies. You were in my wedding. Why can't I come over? And I figured he hasn't finished burying the rest of his savings account in his backyard.
That's right, man.
That has to be the only reason.
I have to secure the stash before anybody comes over and can know where it truly is.
Correct. I was listening to Sebastian Maniscalco, and that's like, ah, that's what it is.
Hey, if anyone's got a stash of secret gold, it's that guy.
Yeah, and buried in his backyard.
I'll do you one better. The house doesn't even exist.
Starting to think. I think it's just like I bought my own house as a ploy to, like, I moved in with my girlfriend.
Yeah, you know, her and her parents were just having a nice little house over there.
Dude, this is like the time of year. You can't blame somebody for moving back in with their parents.
Why do you say that?
Well, you know, we just had a whole global pandemic and an economic shutdown. And, you know, most of the people lost their jobs. I think we're the only state other than two others, Mississippi and
Texas now is 100%.
Yeah, I think we're the only, actually Texas is now more open than Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're allowing, them and Mississippi are allowing concerts with 100% capacity,
mm-hmm.
which is a dream because, you know, that was a good time. I can't believe the last time I went to a concert, I wasted it by going to see the Acacia's Train.
Hey.
I wouldn't call that a waste.
Well, I was hammered, and, like, I like seeing them live, but I'm not a big fan of their music, so.
I thought they were called the Acai Strain.
That's only if they're playing in Winter Park.
Ah.
Well, a lot of shit's happened since our last episode.
Yeah, it has.
Like we mentioned, you bought a house.
Yeah. It oddly does feel like it's last March, though.
I think it was just past because we did the, didn't we invite Jared in for the fantasy football episode?
I think we did. No, it was right before I went to the Bahamas.
Yeah. No, we didn't draft in March.
No, I'm saying we had Jared in for one.
We had him in for two then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the last one we did, I think, was a fantasy football episode.
There was a time he used to hang out in Orlando a lot.
Yeah, I have to drive out there for him now.
Yeah.
Got to get him while he's close, though. Arizona, that son of a bitch.
Isn't that a shitty sitcom already?
Oh, it's the worst.
High Times in Tucson or something like that?
He's like, yeah, I called J.J. Watt and said, hey, I'm moving to Arizona. Why don't you do it?
He's going to become a Cardinals fan, man. It's going to happen.
He can't.
Why?
He was in Colorado down the street from Mile High Stadium and didn't become a Broncos fan.
Yeah, Broncos suck.
Have you seen the Cardinals?
Yeah, they were doing fantastic, dude. J.J. Watt's there because he believes in Kyler Murray.
Hey, man, there's a lot of people who believe in a lot of quarterbacks.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of that real quick, Russell Wilson. Did you see he like posted or he tweeted something that was like, which jersey do you guys think that I will look best in? Raiders, Bears,
Saints, and Cowboys.
Yep.
I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Yeah?
And I think the best fit for him is going to be the Cowboys.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, with
they're
Zeke,
a tight end away from being like one of the best offenses in the country. They have a shitty defense, though, so it's like, what do we do here?
You think maybe the tight end who does all the announcing now? Jason Witten will come back?
No. He wouldn't even be productive in that offense. Plus, you got other teams looking to upgrade a quarterback exponentially. I think Dak Prescott goes to Washington football team.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, even though Washington football team's being high on the guy they got, though.
Heinicke?
Yeah.
I doubt he's going to be a viable option in the future.
Yeah. But it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be a real interesting year.
It's going to be, I honestly, well, so.
Drew Brees
sports,
retiring.
I hope he retires. Speaking of sports, you've been doing a lot of DraftKings. We talked about this a couple of times.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself paying attention to other sports other than football because you do that now?
Honestly, I don't have the itch that Halsey has. Because he actually just texted me probably like 2-3 weeks ago and was like, yeah, look, I'm still winning on NASCAR. And he's still out here just putting in picks on NASCAR. and winning a couple $100 betting on NASCAR.
Well, he won like $3,000 when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And NASCAR had just started. He made $3,000 in a month betting on NASCAR. He had no idea what was happening.
No, I'm sorry. Let's clarify this, because every time the story comes up, I kind of hate it that it gets inflated and he sounds so much better at this than
no,
he is.
No, no, no. He had no idea what he's doing.
No. He had one big payday. He placed first in one competition for $3,500, and that was his big month.
He said he won a couple of them.
I'm just saying. He sent me the exact same screenshot saying, I'm really good at NASCAR betting from June of last year.
Well, the guy's...
And saying, I make lots of money doing this. And then he sent one screenshot from June of last year in the same competition. So I'm like...
Have you talked to him about NASCAR since?
He sent me one thing on NASCAR where he won like $350.
On a $10 bet, that's not a bad pull then.
Well, I do know from DraftKings, though, you got to put in about 7 of those $10 bets for one of them to hit for like $300-$400.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing when it does hit, but you do got to leverage it against those days in the week where you put in $5, $6, $10 bets, nothing hits.
Well, you know the thing about NASCAR is it's almost predictable.
I mean, it is. It's kind of like golf in a way.
I just played, speaking of winning big on golf, I had like $3 in my account on DraftKings, and it was free. I got it for something, for football or something. And it said, use...
Oh, shit.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh. The price of doing business, guys. Well, now that we're here, let's just do an ad for PerryFit.co.
Yeah.
If you want to control your pelvic floor by playing games on your phone... It's just fast and easy, you know? You got beginner and intermediate levels of toys. And
play Flappy Bird with your butt.
Yeah, that's it. Butt birds.
Yeah. No, actually describe this to people. Yeah.
No, it's literally perryfloor.com. It is a device that you insert into your anus. And when you clench, it's the same as tapping on your phone. So if you know that little game, Flappy Birds, where you press on your phone and the bird goes up, then you release your finger and it goes down, well, you release something else and the bird goes down. And you grip and the bird goes up.
It's innovation, technology, man.
That is, man. Who knows? You could see somebody walking down the street playing a game on their phone. You don't even know. You're like, he's just staring at the phone.
Like, I don't know why that guy is constantly wincing, but...
He's straining real hard, sweating a little bit on the bus. And it's because he's playing PerryFit. But you know what? He is going to be continent well into his 70s.
Yeah. Is that designed for your butt, or is it more for the vagine?
No, it's for the butt.
That's amazing.
It is for the butt. Dustin, have you ever struggled with incontinence?
I don't know what that is.
Leaky butt.
No, not really. I mean, wet farts. Does that count? Okay.
I mean, I don't think necessarily. One thing, though, you should never push.
No, don't push. A squatty potty. I let nature there you do go. Its work.
It's a toilet ottoman.
Yeah. Sorry about the interruption, by the way.
Oh, it's all good. We were talking about our advertiser.
We had a good ad for PerryFit.co. Not a sponsor. Wish they would be.
Yeah, can they call us with the 7 people that listen to our podcast outside of us? Hey. So I hit big. I used that $3.
Yeah.
Back to the story. I used that $3 and played birdie in golf. Best birdie in golf.
Huh.
I won $8.
Hey.
Yeah.
Double your money.
Yeah. Triple. Almost triple my money. So I just reinvested in it again. So I got 2 more golf plays coming up this week.
I got $5.
I'm hoping to make $16.
Woo!
Holy shit!
What are you betting on?
I did. What was it? Drive, the longest drive or whatever.
If you's a betting man.
And then I did the birdie one, which you know, if you, I just like Googled golf stuff. Like I know that one guy, Bo something or another. He has, like, the longest drive in golf, and the dude is jacked. And it's like, normally guys in golf don't spend as much time in the gym as he does. But I guess he can, like, fucking hit it over the fence type situation out of the park for baseball terms.
Okay.
So I picked him and a couple other guys that are pretty easy to, like Brooks Koepka and all of those guys that are allegedly good. I don't watch enough golf. That's the one sport where I appreciate the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But God damn it, I cannot watch it.
No, me either, man. It's just, it's too slow. It's too slow for me.
It is, but I can completely, like, understand, respect, and admire a good shot.
Yeah.
Like from the bunker, you put it in, it's either in the hole or right on the hole. This guy over here is our resident golf guru.
I wouldn't say that.
You got golf clubs in your trunk.
I play like once a week.
That's like a lot for a 28-year-old. How old are you? 25?
26.
26-year-old. That's a lot for a 26-year-old.
It is. I go with my dad.
Grew up in Apopka.
It's like the only thing we do.
Okowee.
No, both.
Both.
All
over. I mean, honestly, they're the same exact thing.
Yeah.
If you drop me in the middle of one and tell me it's the other, I wouldn't probably correct you.
No, they're exactly the same.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Question.
Yeah.
What do you think the biggest difference, other than the theme parks, is between Orlando and Tampa, as far as the people that live there?
I don't know.
Tampa is just as busy as Orlando is, but less tourists, which means there's more Floridians.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was just, my wife and I were just meandering around, and it's really nice out there. I don't know if you had the chance to like go to University of Tampa. All the buildings look like old Russian buildings. They got the weird like
mausoleum type tops out there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say mausoleum though. They're kind of like the big bulbs. They look like a Christmas bulb.
Yeah,
on the top of the buildings and stuff, and big old artillery cannon.
It's nice out there.
Yeah, it's really cool. But the people out there are different, man. I saw a homeless.
Yeah, you're gonna more Florida men.
Yeah, but they're not like Florida man. I think the Florida man is typically in the more redneck area. Yeah. Like,
but you're definitely going to get that more per capita. Although, I mean, not even like because Okoe, Apopka, I mean, that's almost Orlando.
Yeah.
Like it's literally.
Well, that's just like.
And then that's where all like the Orlando kind of rednecks and stuff are.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely in Orange County, which Orange County is pretty much Orlando. It's just suburbs of Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I've been spending a lot of time out there, and St. Petersburg is like another world altogether from the two of them. But I was just like, you know, it's like night and day. I'm almost in another state.
Yeah.
When I'm in Tampa, and it's an hour away, separated by good old Polk County.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, super interesting.
So you were mentioning about chickens earlier, which correlates to this story.
Does it?
I was in Ybor City last night.
Yeah.
Saw prime street parking.
Saw
2 hours.
Saw a cockfight?
Huh? Saw what?
Gunfight?
Close.
Oh.
I found out last night that chickens sleep in trees.
Yeah.
This one was like just as tall as that tree right out there.
Good old 10-foot tree.
I didn't know until I got back to my car, and it was covered in shit.
You parked in the one spot that everyone else was avoiding.
I was like, this is premium parking. How is nobody here right now? And it's because, like, this rooster was looking at me, too. And he's like,
that big old one
on your windshield? That's from me, dog.
Chicken gotcha, shit. Guy.
Gotcha.
I remember you.
Yeah.
Where does that phrase even come from? Chicken shit. You know, like, if you call someone a chicken shit?
I mean, it's not the most solid of poops. Animal scat out there, I would imagine.
Imagine if birds like had turds, like full like logs.
Yeah, if those were just dropping out of trees on cars. Oh my god, that would break your windshield when you're driving down the street.
Shit!
An edamame sized little piece of shit just hitting your windshield. That would break it.
Oh man. You know, it's been too long since we've done this.
Mm-hmm.
What are you drinking over there? Actually, I know exactly what you're drinking. You're sipping fast for a freaking 12:51 on a Wednesday.
You poured it a little early for me. You didn't get yours until like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I gotta work.
I don't know. I think it's some kind of like berry lime sour soda.
Yeah, Mountain Dew. Berry Monsoon.
That's it.
Yeah.
Berry Monsoon.
That was a
30-minute
sellout in the cans right there.
Really?
Yeah. I think almost 400 cans or something like that, and we sold out in 30 minutes. So that's a berry monsoon and lime, berry lime soda with marshmallow, liquefied marshmallow in there. And you, sir, have a Joliet.
I do. I prefer to call it a Joylet.
A Joylet?
Yeah. Nice trip to the Joylet.
Blueberry milkshake IPA.
It's delicious.
It is delicious. We did that one in ode to the Blues Brothers on their mythic quest to Joliet, Illinois.
Oh,
and then
nice.
I'm rocking the I'm All Right strawberry banana smoothie sour.
Ah.
That sounds good. Actually, try that.
Yeah. Dive in there, pal.
It's quite a... It's quite a vibrant strawberry red there.
It is. I highly recommend you sample on your way out.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is that good?
It's good. You can really, you taste the banana in there.
Yeah.
Which normally I feel like I wouldn't like, but it works.
Banana's a hard flavor to nail.
Yeah.
Really. You kind of have to compliment, especially in a drink where, like a sour, whether it be tart or vinegary or whatever it is, you have to nail the flavor.
Yeah.
And with banana, it's so hard to get it there because, like, if you throw it in with another fruit, like strawberry, the strawberry is going to overpower that super easy.
Mm. So then the only flavors of banana that you might get are, like, artificially banana that's just kind of, like, not in the right
flavor profile. Yeah, it tastes more like an extract and chemical.
Yeah, like a yellow Laffy Taffy rather than a real banana.
Which is my favorite.
We do disagree on some things.
Well, what's your favorite Laffy Taffy?
Oh, definitely a better one than banana.
You don't even have one.
God, banana's one of the worst. I honestly forget what all the options are with Laffy Taffy.
Oh, man. Banana's where it's at.
Nah, fuck all taffy. It's all gross.
Fuck all taffy?
Yeah, it's all gross.
I don't know. I've had some good saltwater taffy, man.
I
go to one of those coastal towns, and it's kind of salty, kind of sweet.
Maybe I just haven't had the right taffy.
I'm going to bring you back some. I'm going to Myrtle Beach.
Are you? For what?
Oh, my sisters are going there. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to go to the Gay Dolphin.
Myrtle Beach just sounds like Jerry. Like you just mispronounced geriatric.
It's like the Redneck Riviera, I think is what they call it.
Really?
I think that. I don't know if it's the Outer Banks or Myrtle
Beach. The Monaco of the motorhomes.
Oh, man. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
It's not my choice.
Yeah.
My sisters from Colorado are like, let's go to the beach. And it's like, well, it's not like I live in a state that's literally surrounded by water that they also grew up in. So I think they're just tired of visiting here.
Yeah.
So they picked Myrtle Beach.
God, see, I don't know. Myrtle Beach is just one of those, like you say the name and I'm just like, God, that place does not sound like a good time.
I mean,
I don't know what it is, but
I can get drunk anywhere and assimilate for a few minutes. You know, off the coast of North Carolina, there's like this island where people speak a language that I guess historians believe was like the original English that was brought to America.
The King's English?
No.
Oh.
Not brought to, but was learned. It was a mix between the King's English and what the Native Americans used when they kind of like figured out what the words meant.
Yeah.
It's almost inaudible.
Okay.
It's so weird the way they talk. It's like super advanced form of redneck speak.
Very limited syllables and everything.
Yeah,
and
it's the you like to see homos naked guy.
Okay.
From Joe Dirt, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Now makes a lot of sense.
Now I exactly know what you mean.
Dude, there's a whole population of people who don't speak the same language as us, but they're all Americans.
Where is this again?
It's off the coast of North Carolina. It's an island. It's technically part of North Carolina. And what I meant by an Americans who don't speak the same language as us, because Puerto Ricans are Americans who don't speak the same language as us, theoretically speaking, this is an actual part of a state where people live.
Yeah.
That they got that dialect from there.
Yeah, just evolved.
It's so
from
weird.
People just rambling to each other.
It's not even evolved. I think it's devolved at this point.
They've shortened syllables. And
go to Louisiana.
Cajuns are
the same deal. Yeah, Cajuns are speaking a different language.
Oh, somebody got mad at me because I said I don't really like Cajun food.
Well, shame on you.
I just think that's because you haven't had good Cajun food.
I have had very good Cajun food.
It doesn't sound like
it's just like, why do we got to use that much seasoning, man?
Yeah, flavor sucks.
No,
I agree.
Seasoning is good, but when you dump the entire spice cabinet in your dish,
so good.
Not good at all.
So good.
Jambalaya, perfect example. Love the jambalaya.
Man.
I love jambalaya. That's probably one of the few Cajun dishes that I will.
But you want to attack jambalaya and think that jambalaya is the one
it's
that.
It's everything you have in your refrigerator and your spice rack.
That's literally the definition of the dish. When they had a whole bunch of leftovers and a whole bunch of like yellow rice in the fridge, you make jambalaya because you mix up all the little odds and ends that you still have laying around.
You could separate those into like 20 individual dishes.
Where's the fun in that?
I guess you don't get a burnt up asshole. Hashtag to whatever that whatever our new sponsor is.
Hey, hashtag PerryFit, you know? PerryFit. Keep what's inside inside.
Correct.
Is that their actual slogan, or did you just make
no.
it?
No. Sounds good, though. They should pay us for that. PerryFit. Not a sponsor, but you guys could be.
Yeah, we're going to copyright what you just said. Keep what's inside
I'm
inside.
I'm so serious, I want to email them.
Hit like, them
hey,
up.
You don't
like,
even
yo.
Have to pay us. We just want to be able to say you're a sponsor of the podcast.
Can you just send us a T-shirt. One device.
No, send us a T-shirt.
Send us one device. We will give you not even 1 minute ads. 5 minute PerryFit ads.
We'll do
to
a
every
whole.
Podcast.
We'll do a whole podcast Reviews. Every other month.
Yeah,
based on
we'll do the podcast
based on Tyler's PerryFit experience
with PerryFits in our ass. The entire podcast.
Oh man.
Well, you said it yourself. You don't have to worry about anal leakage if we.
No, that's it, man. If we just end up getting that, so
can you put that on the description for the podcast? Anal leakage.
Yeah, that'll be the name of the episode.
Hashtag
that's
PerryFit.
A beautiful comeback episode title.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the boys are back. Gonna
by the
skip
way,
this one.
I'm really happy that we all kind of really evolved through this pandemic. We got real mature.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
I'm glad that we're bringing a whole new sense of class to this.
I'm happy that. From the way it looks, it's almost over.
What?
This pandemic.
I don't think we should go there.
Well, just like new vaccinations out and stuff. I'm just really optimistic that this time next year, I might not have to wear a mask.
Right.
And that to me, I wear a mask and I think everyone should while it needs to be done, I guess. I follow the rules. But I hate eating my mustache. It's awful, man. I could trim it like a normal human being, but I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets real humid.
It gets sweaty.
Yeah, it gets
gross.
A little humid in there.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I've gotten like, even like, and I've never had like acne in my life, but since this pandemic, like just around my mouth.
It
like,
starts breaking out in there.
Masking. Stuff, it's all
feels
sweaty,
horrible.
Gross.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's no bueno.
I'm thoroughly looking forward to going to concerts again.
Yeah.
I'm actually already well, speaking of that, what's up with our Joe Rogan tickets? You heard anything about that?
No, I haven't. I think I still have the tickets in my little...
No, I use a refund to buy a front door.
Did you?
No, I'm just
kidding. Oh.
I'm making fun of you.
I was like, yeah, I totally could.
Yeah, my wife was like, oh, I'm excited to see Joe Rogan. Drew still has those tickets, right? And I was like,
about that.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good one. I still got tickets to go see Bert Kreischer.
Yeah,
at Hard Rock.
At the Hard Rock. I think they're still selling tickets for that.
Nice.
It got rescheduled to October.
October's a busy month. I got to do Chicken Parm's bachelor party in October.
Wait, what do you mean Chicken Parm's bachelor party in October?
Chicken Parm is getting married in November.
Wait, when did he move the wedding?
A while ago.
Why the fuck didn't I hear about this?
They put it on Facebook.
No, that's not a legitimate way. When did it move?
It wasn't me.
God damn it.
You took all that time off, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You rented a tux, didn't you?
No. But no, so it's not next Saturday.
No, it's definitely... I can't wait to call him.
Wait, you thought the wedding was next Saturday?
He's still got the magnet on his refrigerator that says the wedding is next Saturday. Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Gotta text my boss now.
Yeah, I guess you could schedule me. I'm gonna need the day off in November.
Hope no, fuck that. He gets one day off. I can't make it anymore.
You got to bring your sea boots. It's on a boat.
Huh. I'm not going.
I thought... Don't you have him on Facebook?
Yeah, but no, he doesn't post anything
on Facebook.
Chicken Parm, that's the only way he talks to people sometimes. Well, scratch that. He doesn't use Facebook at all, but he definitely doesn't use any other form of social media.
It's strange.
Yeah, he's old, dude.
What do you I was going to say, what is he, like 52?
No, he's like 30. He's the same age as me. He's a year older than me, 34.
Yeah, I'm looking back through his Facebook now. There are no posts.
Check Melissa's.
There's nothing that
says...
This
was like back in December.
Yeah, no, I'm looking through December right now.
I will
now.
Just say, if you're going to reschedule an entire wedding, one Facebook post doesn't seem... appropriate.
Hey. Yeah, one Facebook post from December 19th, 2020. Mike and I have decided to push the wedding back to next November. We're sad to push it back, but we want to keep everyone safe.
Sounds about right.
We're currently working on change the dates to send out. Our wedding website has been updated. If you have our save the date, the website is on there. We're currently working on change the dates to send out, and they never sent out a change the date.
You're telling me that you never, you're a week out, you didn't see what the registry was on the website?
I looked at all that, man. I bought the gift a while ago.
Is it a spatula?
No. God damn it.
Are you upset?
Yeah.
I could tell.
You know, because it was literally yesterday that my boss was texting me, and he's like, hey, so here's your schedule for next week. And I'm like, oh, like, why am I off on Saturday? Like, that's a good money day for me. And he's like, you requested it off, man. And I'm like,
You checked your calendar. We're going to have to get Chicken Parm on here on the future episode to explain himself to you. You know, he's like, he's like, hey, Melissa, you handle all this. I'm busy.
Fucking A. Well, wish they would have sent me a...
They also moved.
Sent me a thing.
They sold their house and moved in the middle of all of that, too.
Yeah.
You know what that's like. The moving part, the selling part's a little different.
Yeah.
They had a lot of shit going on. We did get to go to the Mika Moto auction, though. Saw a $5.5 million car.
Yeah?
Really?
Carroll Shelby's original Shelby. Like, his daily. He bought it for $6,100.
Nice.
Which, like, inflation is like $53,000.
Yeah.
And it sold for, $5.4 million, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. There's also a Celina 7 there, which I haven't seen in 1,000 years. And
yeah, those things are nice.
Original 63 Goldwing Mercedes.
Ooh.
That was really nice there, too. I don't know if you've ever been to the Mika Moto auction.
No.
It's $35 to get in.
I know you guys always talk about it, but...
It's a steep price, and all you're doing is looking at other people's cars. Mm-hmm. But it's just a cool experience altogether.
Watching people bid millions of dollars?
Well, you know, you sit there and think, like, man, I'd really love to have that car. But you mean I'm supposed to bid on this car without test driving it first?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's why they do have a very stringent board that, like, reviews the car. I think you can look up, like, the stats of the car.
I mean, you'd
in
have
the little,
to have
like,
a Carfax on it, but...
Nah, I'm pretty sure that they, like, I think that they write it down, like, in the little, like, manual that you can read to, like, preview what cars are going to go on the auction block.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you anything in there about the status of the car, whether it runs, whether it does any of that.
No. They sold a Bullet Mustang from the movie Bullet with a bent frame for like $2.4 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
A bent frame is not that much.
I mean, at that point, aren't they basically selling art? They're not selling those cars for like, I need a car.
Well, some asshole will put their, limited edition PT Cruiser up there. You don't know what he's done to it. But, it's not as thorough as you might think. Mika isn't. I mean, they do 4,000 cars or more off the block.
Yeah. I just thought there was very, like, stringent restrictions on the cars that you can enter in there.
Nope. You can put your Scion in there if you wanted to.
Yeah. I guess so. This will let you try anything you want.
If you're willing to pay to put it up there, which is like $2,000 or something crazy like that, they'll let you do it.
Speaking of stuff that you have to pay to kind of take a crazy chance, right now my newest homeowner venture is... I'm trying to fence in my front yard.
Your front yard?
Yeah.
Like, fence in or picket fence?
Fence in.
Why?
Like, privacy fence?
Yes.
Why?
In your front yard?
Like, yes, absolutely.
Are you burying the coins in the front yard, too?
Private park status. Because I have a pretty big front yard on a nice corner lot. And apparently, the restrictions are you can only have... a 4-foot tall fence on your front yard and 25 feet back on the sides can only be up to 4 feet. And people keep throwing trash in my yard from driving right by, and then it blows over from the 408. And then there's a bus stop right there. So I find shitloads of just used scratch-off tickets in my yard.
It's like money that...
You could take the car. You could buy your own goddamn car.
Those piss you off more than anything, don't they?
Yeah.
That's like you could have a dead hooker and an empty six-pack in your yard with a possum eating out the...
Yeah.
But you can't handle the scratch-off ticket in your front yard.
Dude, I pick up literally like $100 worth of used-up scratch-off tickets a week that just blow into my yard.
So my question from to the you bus is, stop. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you purchased a lotto ticket? Scratch-off or lottery? Yeah,
probably about 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, look at you. But you threw it in the trash like an adult.
Yes, I did.
Because you're a homeowner.
Because, you know, when I go to Wawa for a sub on the way home, I spend just a little bit of the tips from work on one or two scratch-offs.
Sit there while I'm Let's get
scratching
weird.
It off while I'm waiting for my sub. And, you know, sometimes I win $20, sometimes I don't. But it is what it is.
I'm never pissed off by my weight at Wawa.
I'm going to go ahead and start collecting them because you can turn them in for, like, a rebate on gambling losses.
No way.
Yeah, you can turn in used-up scratch-offs that you didn't win on for your taxes for gambling losses.
I figure you try to turn that into a money-making
Absolutely, man.
Situation.
Absolutely.
So why are you putting up the fence then? All your scratch-offs are going to go away.
Because I don't want these people looking in my yard.
You can't look at what's mine.
Nah, this is for me. It's not for you to look at.
You know what you need? On the other side of that fence.
What?
A dog.
Nah. On the other side of the fence? On the outside of the fence?
On the inside of the fence.
I don't even have the fence yet.
Yeah, you get the fence, you get a dog in there, and someone's like, oh, let me just go throw this over here. And then the dog starts barking. You're like, ah, fuck, let me go throw this on the next guy's house. Making me sneeze just thinking about
it. Yeah. No, I got sneezed because I got incensed at, look at the amount of trash out in your right there.
It's not that there's a lot of trash there. It's just the Orlando Times or whatever that is. They put a whole stack of those magazines. They did it, and they must have done it on Monday. On the picnic table, and they don't bind them.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's genius. Orlando Weekly. So if anybody in Orlando Weekly hears this, do not drop off Orlando Weekly magazines unbound at Broken Strings Brewery. Drop them off bound so they don't blow all over my freaking patio.
But the reason this is a expensive chance is because a variance application, which is something I need to file to try to get the allowance to have a fence higher than 4 feet around my front yard, costs $638.
That makes your skin
to cold. Apply.
Yeah.
So just to say, hey, can I please put together a case and appear before the board, the zoning board, to ask for permission to build a higher fence in my front yard? And they're like, yeah, $638, jump in line. You can get in line, and in 2 or 3 months, when they finally get to you, you can go in front of the zoning board and present your case, and they'll be like,
they don't even validate your ballet for that.
Nope.
Those motherfuckers.
That's it. So that's the latest roll of the dice that I've got going on, is I'm going to try and prepare a variance case so I can get between a 5 to 6 foot fence around my front yard.
You can still see the house from the street.
Yeah. You can still see the house in the street. It's not going to block any visibility from the... Because I have a stop sign that turns out onto a road that doesn't stop. So it makes the visibility interesting. You have to do what's called a safe visibility corner, which is measuring certain...
I know all about those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're all over Orlando.
No.
Safe... Well, I mean, safe visibility corner is in trying to get around a corner, turning left or right... We have different definitions. You have a literal definition. And yeah. I can't see shit. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark.
Well, that's what they're trying to avoid.
Which I understand.
So I have to work with them. Yeah. So I have to figure out,
just cut your yard off by, a little bit. And that's that one little pile where you collect all your scratch-off tickets. And
Nah. Because the thing is, I want to maintain as much yard space as I can in this. And then fence it all in with a privacy fence so that I have, my own personal public park and then basically have, a little,
Well, it's not public if it's personal.
Well, it's public to me. It is my public space, too.
It is your private space.
Wander around and...
You just want to be able to walk outside without any pants on.
Yep.
And a 6-foot fence should do it.
Mm-hmm. Completely fenced in. Maybe with a little secret garden, kind of gate door with the trellis going over the top of it
on the corner. Old Man Terry has one of those.
So if people want to knock over there, they can. If I want to have a garden party, that can be the entrance. But other than that,
we'll never see you having
fuck
a
off.
Party. A party at your house? I couldn't even understand you having a party at your house.
I'll tell you something that upset me. The other day.
Yes.
Chelsea won't like this because she's upset that it upset me.
Yes.
So, full disclosure, I ended up catching the vid probably beginning of last month.
Yeah, you told me that.
Somebody you were at worried work about me fucking giving coughed it to on me or something like that. Like, yep.
Here I am, chilling. And you're
Lord knows done. You already had it.
I mean, the government tried to tell me I didn't, but...
But you're like, well, you guys don't really know what you're doing with this whole pandemic thing.
I know, so. I lost 12 pounds in 12 days.
Coming out one end or the other.
No, just not. Just sweat. It was all sweat.
Ooh.
God, well, I sweat so much. But anyway.
Yeah. So about 2 days into my positive diagnosis on like February 3rd or something like that, a woman knocks on my door and... She was knocking on my door, no mask or anything like that on, knocking on the door, and she's like, hey, yelling through the door, because, like, I see her, because I have the blinds open, and she's like, hey, I'm your neighbor, and I'm like, okay, like, I still don't know why you're here, but, like...
Oh, you gotta be a friendly neighbor.
I hope everything's okay, like, I hope there's no emergency, and you're like, hey, my house is burning down, can you come help me put it out? Because then I have a fire extinguisher, and I'll be happy to come help.
At a but 6 foot distance.
She was like, hey, like, I'm your new neighbor, like, I live right behind you, and I'm like, okay, but, like, I'm quarantining right now, and she's like, I can't hear you through the window, like, open the door, and I'm like, no, you don't get it, like, I'm positive right now, and she's like, oh, and then she just scurried off into the night, because this was, like, 7 p.m. or something like that, it was already dark.
That sounds mind like, you, is she actually your neighbor? Have you seen her since?
I have not seen the home that she goes into. More clarification on that in a minute, because some people think I'm kind of neurotic with these things, but this is my new home. I plan to stay here for the next 15 or 20 years. It's a delicate ecosystem in the neighborhood. Like, I don't want to, like, piss off the weird, like, possibly crackheadish neighbor that I don't know where she lives, but she knows where I live. I have things in my front porch I don't want stolen. I have plants that I don't want smashed or messed with.
Right.
I have a Mustang out front that I don't want keyed up or vandalized. Or stolen. I don't want my place, like, vandalized or anything. Well, it's blocked in by the Scion all the time, so... Right.
Except for
unless me. I'm not home, yeah. But I just... I don't have a bulletproof security system that puts a guard down around my whole house. Kind of why I want a fence. But... So, I do have a no trespassing and a no soliciting sign up as well. So, I'm just kind of wondering, I'm like, well, it's weird, it's already after dark, and this woman's kind of knocking on the door, like, hey, I'm your neighbor. At first, I was like, I wonder if she was trying to, like, invite me to, like, a party or something, or just trying to introduce herself, or whatnot, but we're positive, we have COVID, we're quarantining as a household, me, my roommate, my girlfriend, we all have it. We're not opening the door to strangers, for your safety, not ours, like,
right.
Doing all that good stuff. So, about 2-3 nights ago, I mean, it's what now? It's the 3rd? Yeah, so it was literally March 1st. She knocks on the door again. And I didn't realize it at first, who it was. It was the same woman. I open up the door and I'm like, hi. Because unfortunately, stupid me, after dark, I'm leaving my blinds open. Front door faces my kitchen. She can just see me making dinner in the kitchen. She knocks on the door and we look over at her. We don't really do anything. She knocks again and... We're just kind of like, oh, well, I guess this is really unavoidable. Like, we kind of have to answer the door now. So I go over and I'm just like, hi, how can I help you? And she's like, hi, I'm your neighbor. You're the new homeowner, right? Did the last homeowner die? Did she die? And I'm like, I really don't know the situation. I just purchased the home from her, so I don't think she's dead. But, like, I really don't know. May I help you? She's like, yeah, well... The woman that lives here, she used to help me out with my mom's prescription, and her prescription's about, like, $15 a month, and I don't get paid until, like, the end of the week or something like that, so she used to help me out with the prescription money, and I'm not sure if you might be able to help me out with the prescription money, but, like, do you think that there's any possibility that you might be able to help me out with some money for my mom's prescription, and, like...
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and she's like, I might be able to, like, give you, like, my mom's phone number, and, like, we're your neighbor right off of, like, Dogwood, like, the street right around the corner, and she used to help us out, and we're not sure if you might be able to help us out now.
That takes some...
Gall.
Giant cojones.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you just moved to the neighborhood.
You're like, I know I've seen that you've been here for, like, about 6 months, so I waited about 4 months before I came and, like, started soliciting you for money for, like, what I'm saying the old homeowner used to help us out with. And I'm just like, I'm kind of just like stunned at, yeah, like the ballsiness that you have to just kind of come over and be like, hey, so like, and also my brain's slowly putting it together. Like, so this is like a once a month thing. You are the one that tried to come hit me up for money for a quote unquote prescription that you need help for a month ago. And I told you we were positive. So you scurried off, which is the natural response to somebody. Cause like I put my mask on inside the door. Like, maybe if this is a person that's like dropping something off for me, I won't say anything and I'll open the door to grab what they need to give me and close the door. But like,
scurry like a raccoon.
I don't know. But yeah, I told her we were positive and she scurried off. But then a month later, came back again and she's hitting me up for money again for her quote unquote mom's prescription.
I guarantee she's the one buying all the scratch off tickets.
I think so.
And leaving them in your
just
yard.
Scratching that and probably taking half of the huge looking dog shits that are in my yard. Like, man, if I can get any of these big-ass, like, Doberman-sized dog shits that are being taken on my yard, mixed with the amount of McDonald's trash and scratch-off trash that blows into my yard, I'm thinking I got a pretty goddamn good $638 roll of the dice to try to get this variance approved to put up a higher fence that's not letting all this shit into my yard.
More importantly, I'd rather take the dog shit than a fucking fiend at my door asking for $15 a month.
Yeah. So get this, though. Of course, my neurotic OCD type of suspicion about it. She leaves. I pull up Google Maps, and I'm like, where is the street that she's talking about that she's my neighbor on? Well, that's weird. The street that she's saying she's my neighbor on is in the opposite direction than she just walked off from my house. Hmm. So
she's going door to door.
That's what it seems like. So I go outside, and I get a little weird with it. And I turn off like the front like porch security light, so like I'm not being silhouetted in the light going around spying on this person.
He's in the bushes with night vision goggles.
Not really in the bushes.
He's got a paintball gun.
I do know that you peer through a car, so you don't see your silhouette above the car when you're watching someone. But if you peer through the car, they can't see you because you're looking through a window. It's the way to be sneaky. So I'm looking through my roommate's car, watching her. She goes two doors down. Knocks on their door, gives them the same story, backs up, and she's like, hey, like, I know you guys sometimes help me out with the money for my mom's prescription. Would you guys be able to help me out this month? And then I'm just looking, and they're like, no, I'm sorry, no. Like, we're not, like, in the business of just handing out money for people that knock on our door after dark.
That
so.
Is bold.
This would be a real sad story if it weren't for the fact that she's totally fucking lying.
Yeah. That's what I'm assuming, and that's why Chelsea's kind of like upset that I'm getting so upset and just paying so much mind to it.
But she's lying, though.
That's Chelsea's like, you know, you don't know. Maybe she's not lying. Maybe she's a good person. Give her the benefit of the doubt.
That's how property values go down. People like that.
And that's the thing, is then I watch her, and she knocks on one other door, and then she just turns and walks down like another side street to where I can only assume, like, it's now 7:30 at night. And you're walking away from where you say you live.
So what was your actual reaction to what she said? Like, what did you actually say?
I was really just like, I heard her out. I heard her out, and she was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I guess I haven't introduced myself. And she, like, put her hand out to shake my hand. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not really trying to make any contact, given, like, the situation. She's like, oh, no, I totally understand. I want to just be all safe and all. But do you think you could help me out with some money do you think you could help me out at all? And I'm like, I'm really sorry. I really don't think I can help you out. And honestly, I got like, I was genuinely like perturbed by the fact that she was just like, no, but like her demeanor really changed. And she was just like, oh, you really don't think you can help me out?
No.
And I'm like, I felt slightly intimidated for a second, where she was like, oh, like almost in the point that like she subconsciously like looked around at my porch and she's like, this is the status that you're in and you really can't give me a few bucks. I'll remember this.
Yeah.
The look on her face and all said, all right, I'll remember you telling me no.
It's like, you know those dog shits in your yard?
Yeah.
It's me.
It's about to get bigger.
I eat $30 worth of ramen and then take these nasty, thick, noodly shits on your front yard. It's me. But no, her face just kind of said like a little bit of intimidation. Like, all right, I spend a lot more time out here with nothing to lose than you do.
Oh my
God. So don't worry, I'll remember it.
This is terrifying.
And she just kind of like slinked off into the night. And that's when I like, I saw the way that she left my property. And that's when I was like, all right, let me just see like what street she said that she lived on. Because if this street is like four blocks away, then she's definitely a con artist. What are you doing four blocks from your home just coming over here saying that the old homeowner used to help you out? Do you do this to all new homeowners? What's going on? I see that she's going in an opposite direction. So then I look and I just see her knocking on other doors doing this to where I'm like, I don't like it. I kind of want the fence so I can put up more of like a secure no soliciting sign. And just to kind of be like, look, I want to beautify the neighborhood with a good, beautiful fence. Because that's what I found out when you're going for these variances is one of the best things you can do, because 90% of the time, the answer is just on paper, it's no. We say you can have a 4-foot fence in your front yard. 4 feet's reasonable, and that's what we decided on as a county of Orange County. So no, you can't. But if you can describe your situation and be like, look, here's some artist renderings of like graphic, just mock-ups of like what you want the fence to look like, how you imagine that your corner could look to beautify and add a good look and character to the neighborhood, not just being like, I want to put up a black vinyl fence that's 8 feet tall so nobody can see into my fortress, like my garrison over here. Mm-hmm. Like, so no, it's I want to build beautiful plants and put like a nice, like, I'm going to drop like $2,000 on a fence that is going to give me security and privacy, but also make my corner look better for people. So that's what you need to demonstrate to them.
Two quick points. Yeah. One of them has to do with the story you just told.
Please, love to hear whatever you have to say.
I would actually like, whether it be like slip a note in the mailbox, just be like, hey, I live at this house. Just wondering if this is a thing.
No.
To your neighbors, because I don't know if you have already.
About me putting up a fence?
No, about this lady.
About the woman knocking.
And then just her punk ass arrested.
Well, see, I don't know if I want to go and like have her arrested. Just
you
the fact
trespass the shit out of her. That's what I would do. In my neighborhood right now, they would literally like.
You live in like you live in the other side of one of the richest neighborhoods in Orlando.
I live on the poor side of that neighborhood. Yes.
Yeah, that's better. that's one way to say it. Yeah, I was just gonna say there's two entrances, and the people with the Escalades driving the other one.
Yeah, the people with the Nissan Altimas drive into mine.
Yeah,
brand new Nissan.
The Hyundai Sonatas come in the back.
Yeah, we got a lot of motorcycles in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway.
But yeah, that would beautiful neighborhood, but
you could literally like trespass somebody from an entire block. It is possible.
I did try to take to one thing. Go ahead.
Did you send Chicken Parm your updated address? Because I'm pretty sure I got an updated save the date.
Where do you think I got the magnet?
I think you got it at the other place.
Did I?
I think you did.
This is just all seeming too fishy.
It comes full circle. It all comes your fault full circle. All along.
I thought about that as you were talking about your goddamn fence again, and now I'm like, oh, wait. He got that magnet over a year ago.
This is horse shit.
So it's your fault.
Maybe.
I shouldn't have said anything and then just let you show up to the coast.
I was not going to show up. Definitely not. I was going to talk to you and like Jared and all that beforehand and be like, man, so like... Is this thing happening? Are we really going out on like a party cruise over here? What size boat is it? Is this like some dude's fucking 12-person
No, it's like a
yacht
legit,
that he rented out?
The best way I could describe it is
are
not
there
exact.
Three floors?
I think there's more than one. I think it's kind of like a smaller version of like
I got real excited when you said I think there's more than one.
Yeah.
I
are there three floors? There's more than one. So two?
That's a nice way to say no.
You know those big river like steamboats?
Paddle boat on the back, Tom Sawyer style?
No, kind of like Fulton's Crab House, like at Disney Springs.
Okay.
Not quite as big as that, but like enough space to hold a wedding and a reception.
Okay.
For however many people they have.
Because you talk about a steamboat, and I picture that there's going to be at least one guy on there in a straw hat who's going to drop the N-word when we get about 30 minutes into the voyage.
Like, you can't get off the boat. I already said it. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Uncle Chris, no.
Damn it.
Those massive.
I know it feels like we're in the 1940s right now, but that's not allowed anymore.
No. He's bringing out the face paint. Stop him.
And it's funny because that's a great segue into something else. Have you seen, you have the Amazon app?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
They updated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So they updated it. Did you hear what happened when they updated their little icon on here? They changed it to what looks like a brown cardboard box with a little blue strip of tape coming over the top.
Okay.
Well, and then it's got...
face, which is exactly what their boxes look like.
Now, it's interesting because I think marketing and stuff like that is very interesting. Do you know where that arrow for the smiley face came from the old Amazon logo?
No.
It was below the word Amazon, but it went from the A to the Z because you can find all the products from A to Z on Amazon.
Huh.
That was their marketing ploy with that. So they changed it and they updated it to where that little blue strip of tape that comes over a box with like the thing on it. Well, it was a little controversial at first.
I'm already annoyed. By the way, before you even tell me, I'm already annoyed. Go on.
The logo looked like a Hitler stash.
Oh my God.
People were saying it looked like a Hitler stash.
That's reaching.
Okay, so we're going to have them
cancel
Amazon. They're not allowed to use Amazon. How does that look like a Hitler stash?
On the left to on the right.
Let me see.
That looks nothing. It looks the same.
Okay. That's kind of funny, though. I think maybe I'm
looking at it differently.
The one on the left.
The one on the left is a little Hitler-y.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing ever. Like, oh, that's a controversy?
Right.
Go fuck yourself. Yep. You think Jeff Bezos thinks about taking over the world? He already has the world.
Please, yeah. Jeff Bezos just sold like 5% of his Amazon stock to make himself the richest man in the world again. Like, he does whatever he wants.
He's going to be the richest man on like 8 different planets.
He already is.
I'm just saying. I feel like we need to stop reaching for shit. Stop trying to get in the news.
Yeah.
Oh, stop being stupid.
I think it's just a very vocal minority. I don't think. No one's really
minority enough to make a Fortune 500 that are arguably the second or third richest company in the world to change their logo?
Yeah.
That's bigger than a small minority.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Hitler said it was a small minority, too.
Fucking Jeff Bezos, his fucking fingers full of Cheeto dust, like, this is ridiculous. I'm fucking quitting. Take my shares.
That's right, man. That's right. There's a lot of profit taking going on right now. A lot of people securing their net worths, like Elon Musk's brother.
Speaking of profits and securing net worth.
Yeah.
I think it's that time.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think we just cracked over an hour almost. We're just under an hour, aren't we?
53 minutes.
Secure the good stuff.
Yeah, I gotta open up this fucking brewery.
That's right.
Yeah.
You never even said we're back.
We are back.
We're back.
A dinosaur story. I don't remember.
Broken Strings Brewery.
Oh, we're back at Broken Strings Brewery. I did mention that we were here at Broken Strings Brewery.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
I missed that.
While you were using the bathroom, he was mentioning, he's like, why is your patio so trashy? And I explained that Orlando Weekly likes to drop off the magazines unbanded when we're not here, and then the wind blows them everywhere.
That's a dick move.
That's a big dick move.
Yeah.
It is.
But the magazines are actually thoroughly enjoyable.
At least it's not lotto tickets and
dog shit and
human shit.
People come in here and ask me for money all the time. But anyway, this was fun.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. Let's do it again at Broken Strings.
I think it's great.
Awesome.
Coming back, kind of a
doing happy a birthday, bit more Charles.
Loosey goosey.
His birthday was yesterday.
Ah, yeah. Nice. Happy belated. Absolutely.
Hopefully, I'll see you guys in a week.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we should. I think we should make Let's this a it. Thing. We can even do one at my house.
In 6 months when the privacy fence is approved.
We can do it in the front yard at that point. Are you kidding me?
We better.
It's going to happen. Thanks, guys.